What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we have a new member of the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. I told you, more and more elderly men in long-suffering marriages were going to snap the hell out. And in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was published on the 1st of March. Man, 88, is accused of shooting and deleting his 87-year-old wife in front of their daughter inside of their Virginia home. How far did this man get pushed beyond his line to go ahead and offline his wife in front of their kid? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An 87-year-old Virginia woman was shot to deletion, and police believe her 88-year-old husband is responsible. The husband shot his wife during an argument, police said. The unnamed daughter of Marilyn Somer, 87, reported to the Fairfax County Police just after 6 a.m. Friday that her father had shot her mother at their home in the 13,000 block of Pennypacker Lane in Chantilly, just 40 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. The octogenarian was suffering from trauma to the upper body and was declared deleted at the scene, police said. Detectives placed her husband, Douglas Somer, 88, into custody. He is charged with second-degree termination and the use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. He is being held without bond at the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center. The circumstances leading up to the tragedy are not immediately clear. A motive has not been released. At a news conference, officers said they believe there is no threat to public safety. Police described the shooting as quote unquote domestic related. Authorities are investigating what led up to the fatal shooting, including conducting interviews and processing evidence recovered from the scene. Wow. Just wow. Police are urging anyone with any information about the incident to call our major crime bureau at blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to put that number out. Termination victims over the age of 75 only make up 1 to 2% of the total nationwide homicides, offlinings, the Washington Post reported. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, 88 years old. Yeah, this guy decided, you know what? I've had enough. I've been suffering and subject to your verbal abuse for far too damn long. I got one foot in the grave. My other foot's about to hit an oil slick. So guess what? I'm at the age where I truly ain't got shit to lose. Yeah. Ladies, that's essentially painting a man into a corner, putting him into a mind state where he has nothing left to lose. Yeah, and we all know what that means. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Full location. Went down in their home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, their daughter had to witness it, so I gotta give it a 60. And for the brutality factor. Sounds like you did a one and done. Go ahead and give that a 10. So Douglas, Doombringer Somer gets a score of 85. Oh boy, I tell you, this society, there are so many advanced and elderly men who are crashing out because of marriage. And the society still wants to say, oh, this is just an isolated thing. He was crazy. No, these men are not crazy. They're simply fed up, especially with the attitude that their wives have taken on. You know, these guys got married in a time where women did not have such a reckless mouth, such a horrible attitude. Yeah, you've got elderly women trying to argue with elderly men. And those men are like, wait a minute. I did not come up in a time where we had to accept this shit from you. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not one of these new guys. I'm not going to let you talk to me any sort of way and think that you're just going to walk off into the sunset. Oh, no, 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 no. See, I'm an old school man. And you know, we handle business. Yep. It would seem that a lot of elderly women are trying to be like the young women. Mouthy, lippy, disrespectful, and just reckless with their mouth. However, fuck around and find out, ladies. Fuck around and find out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women of all ages who think that, you know, this new modern society is going to just let you be as reckless as you want to be, have as much of a fucked up attitude as you want to have. Oh, no, 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 no. No. You better get this through your thick damn skulls, and you better learn very damn quickly. The power you think you have, or this newly minted power you think you have, that will quickly go out. Feminism and the idea that no matter what age a man is, he's supposed to just sit back and take you being disrespectful, you being argumentative, you having a reckless mouth and trying to talk him down and cut him down with your words. No, 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 no. That's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, more and more men are simply tired of your nonsense. And once again, I'm going to say this. It is only because of a man's restraint that a lot of you women are still drawing breath on this earth. And guess what happens when those chains of restraint finally break? That's right. That man is either one, going to leave, or two, he's going to put on that mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.